Track 201.
My name is Mike Dyer. I'm the Senior Maritime Historian here at the New Bedford Whaling Museum, and happy to take you on a tour of the Harboring Hope in Old Dartmouth exhibition. This exhibition is meant to discuss the history of the Old Dartmouth region here in southeastern Massachusetts. For this particular exhibit, especially the title of this exhibit, which is Harboring Hope in Old Dartmouth, very, very early in the 17th century, 1602, English explorers visited the region of Buzzards Bay and found a deep water harbor that at the time they immediately recognized as being a place where maritime commerce could flourish. In fact, one of the mariners, whose name was Gabriel Archer, actually accompanied the leader of the expedition, whose name was Bartholomew Gosnold. And Archer famously wrote, "The two main rivers that may happily become good harbors and conduct us to the hopes men so greedily do thirst after." Archer's vision was prophetic because New Bedford grew in the middle of the 18th century. 163 years later, this place becomes settled specifically to prosecute maritime trade. And as we walk into the gallery, it's worthwhile to think a little bit about the painting on your right, which is called Gosnold at Smoking Rocks.